Okay, we'll have to cook veis on the rabbit for tap. Hazorek, the nisker miakosh yotzu miyado. Person threw something, either into Rishu Sarabim or for Amos in Rishu Sarabim, and he remembered and threw a b'shogeg, but it was Shabbos. And after the thing was in the air, he remembered that it was Shabbos. Kol to acher, or somebody else caught it. Kol to kelev, or a dog grabbed it out of the air. Osha nisrafor, it got burnt up in the middle of the air. Potter. Rashi hazorik b'shogeg, v'nizkur shu Shabbos. The Gemara is going to assume in the beginning that these are all one case, that after he remembered that it was Shabbos, then somebody else grabbed the thing out of the air. And that's why you're potter. Because it's two people did the malacha. This person did the akira, and the other one grabbed it out of the air. He made the hanacha. He went out of his place and grabbed it away from where it was going to land. It didn't just land in his hands, then the first person did everything. Or a dog grabbed it. That's not hanocha. You need a place that's dalet tvachim, by dalet tvachim, makom chashuv, to be considered a hanocha, and therefore you're puzzled. So the Gemara is going to ask, what do you need both of these things for? Zorak lasos chabura, if you threw something to wound somebody, bein ba'adam bein b'vehema, the nizkur atchalon nasis chabura potter, and you remembered before you made the wound, then you're potter. Zeh aklau kol chay v'chatol seinu chayoven atchitei tchilos and the sof and shkaga. Right, in order to be chay v'chatos, he has to start b'shogeg and end b'shogeg. Tchilos and shkaga the sof and zodan, but if it started b'shogeg and before it was finished, you remembered that it was Shabbos, or remembered that what you're doing is Aser, so you finish it off with Nezid. Chilas and Zodan, the Sof and Shkaga, or you started out with Nezid, and then while the thing was in the air, you forgot it was Shabbos. Pturin. In either case, it's Pater. Achetei Chilas and the Sof and Shkaga. Has to be beginning and end, has to be Shogeg. Rashi?
What did he remember?
What? That it was Shabbos. What's the quote talking about also? Not where it's outsaw, but in the Mishus HaYochid, and you shot an arrow somewhere. Uparchinon, the verse says, Hanocha Chayiv, Mashma, that if it would have come to rest in a normal place, not somebody else grabbed it or whatever, you'd be Chayiv. Bahalo Nisker. Lamaisa, you remember that it was Shabbos, and you're amazing. So why should you be Chayiv Achatos? It's not Chilas of a Sofa, B'shogeg. Usnan kol chay v'chatol seinu chayoven ad shtei tchilas and sof and shkaga. Omer Rav Kahana, seifa esen lichta umasla. The seifa is talking where the thing is connected with a string. The thing you threw has a string on it. Rashi, uparchin en honocha, v'sof dalet b'shus harab mechayiv. Mashal, if it would have come to rest in the Rishus HaRabim in a normal way, you'd be chayiv. Tani Sefer Zaklau, which is Sefer the Tani Achtei Tzilas and Sof and Shkaga Esen Lichto Misna Lichto Eitz Katan Shekafu Rosho V'Tzorich Lechamorim Nosim Dardorim Shal Yain Shetochvin Oso B'Shnei Akolin Shadardorim Tluyim Bohen B'Shnei Tzidei Hachamor U'Mechabrim Bo Hadardorim Shiyamzik Zed Zed. What it is? It's like a little hook that goes over the the back of an animal. And you hook onto that the casks that you carry on both sides of the animal. So lichto masna is a contraption for tying something, hooking something that you're throwing, and they have a rope, so you throw it, and then you can pull it back. Okay. So the Gemara says, therefore, what's it called? Since you could retract it, right? If you remember, in the middle was Rashi masna chedel. Masna is a rope. Kolomer lo mesuk mesefer ela bezorik lichto hakosher bechevel cotton kedarko va'oches hachevel biyado v'shenizker haya biyado lechos hachevel la'akev zrikas hilchos halichosa shelo tanuach hilchak tilaso shogei v'sof amazing upata aval zorak tzror v'chefes u'kshenizker ein biyado la'akvo kulei shogei gu v'nizker v'tani bereish ashma inin revusa. The Afagav the Nisker lo Mifter Michatas Elin Kein Kolta Acher Okelev. So the Gemara says like this. The Reisha is talking where you threw something regular, and there's no way of bringing it back. Therefore, once it's out of your control, even if you remembered in the middle, right, that it was Shabbos, that's not called Chilaso B'Shogeg V'Sofa B'Meizi, that's called All Shogeg, because your Maisa was finished as soon as you threw it. And therefore, when it says that you remember, that's a Chiddush. Even if you remembered, you're not going to be Potter unless a dog grabbed it or somebody else grabbed it or it got burnt up. That's the Reisha. The Reisha is talking where you threw it in such a way that you can't bring it back. The Seifa is talking where you threw something and it's connected to a string in your hand, and you could grab it back. So therefore, since you're in control of this thing the whole time, so if you remember in the middle, right, then it's Tchilaso B'Shogeg V'Sofa B'Meizid, and even if it came to rest normal, you're still Potter because you remember in the middle. That's how the Gemara says the case is now. The Reish is talking where it's out of your control, and then remembering is not going to change the Halacha, and the Seif is talking where it's still in your control, then the remembering will change the din. So what it says, Lichto Masna Ogdo B'Yadohu, the Maisa, if the thing is connected, the thing you're throwing is connected with a string, right, then it's Ogdo B'Yadohu, then it's not considered throwing the Chlal. Even if it came to rest, normally, you didn't throw the thing Arba Amas. You didn't throw it into a different Rishos. Part of it's still in your Rishos. Right? So the Maisa, what's it called? How could you be Chayiv on that Bechlal? Even if you didn't remember it was Shabbos, you shouldn't be Chayiv Achatas. Because wherever the thing lands, part of it is still in the original Rishos. The Rambam seems to say the reason is because since you can pull it back into the Rishos, right, it's not considered a Hanocha. An Akira it is, but it's not a Hanocha. Hanocha has to be where it's completely down and you still can't pull it back. But if it's connected to something you could pull back, that's not called a Hanocha. Right? According to that, if the string is so, thin, that you couldn't pull it back, it's too heavy to pull back, then even though you're holding the string, right, it still would be considered a Hanocha. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked on that, L'chora, but part of the thing is still another Rishos. The whole thing didn't go into the other Rishos we had before. That in order to be chayiv, the whole thing has to go into the other Rishos. They say very simply that if you can't pull it back, then the thing that's tied onto it is not really considered part of it. So the thing that you threw is in the other Rishos. There happens to be a thread sticking out from it. That thread is insignificant to the thing itself. It's not part of the thing itself. It's tied onto it. If it's tied on in such a way that you can't pull it, right, then that's considered a separate chayiv. But if you can pull the thing back with that, then it's all considered one thing. And then on a chinami. Right, that's part of it is still in the original Rishos.
What do you mean you can't pull it back?
It's the thread, it'll break. Okay. Samara says, Kigon Shiniskavin Lassos, one second, Master, I'll go to the other hook. Samara says, Kigon Shiniskavin Lassos Chabura. No, there it's not talking about Chutzah, there it's talking about the Netilas Neshama, the other Malacha. Right, so it doesn't make a difference if it's still in a different Rishos. We're not talking about the Chiyuv of Chutzah or Havara. We're talking about the Chiyuv of Chabura, right? You intended to shoot an arrow and wound somebody. And that's when you'll be Chayiv Achatas for the Malacha of wounding, right? Mora. Lichto Masna Ogda B'Yadu V'afilu Kulei Nilsa Shogeg L'Machayiv Dein Kanzrika. Even if you never change your mind, you're still going to be Potter. Even if it came to rest normally, because since it's still tied into your hand, there never was a Hanacha. It's not a Zrika. Because part of it's still in the original Rishos. And since you can pull it back, it wasn't a Hanacha. Where it says, Kagosh is Kavan Lashes Chabura, but Chiloso B'Shiga Shabbos, right? And originally, you forgot it was Shabbos, and you wanted to wound this guy. The Nizgar Achelon Nasis Chabura. And you remembered it was Shabbos before the wound happened. And wounding is Chaya because of Netilas Neshama, Shochit. Well, the Olam Belichtu Mishnah, and it's talking Taka where the thing was still connected to you, and therefore changing your mind, since you're still in control, will make a difference. Because over there, the only Ptur is not because it's tied, because Lagabi the Chabura, that makes no difference. It only makes a difference Lagabi Holtzah, if something's tied to you. But Lagabi Chabura, it doesn't make a difference if it's tied or not. The Malacha is not the carrying, the Malacha is making the Chabura. But since it's tied and you're still in control, there it makes a difference if you change your mind in between. You remember it, Shabbos. Since you're still in control, when you change your machshava, now you know it's Shabbos, before the thing made the chabura, so it's not what's it called tchilas of a sofa of a shogit. The end of the action is b'mezid. Ha lo nizker, but if you wouldn't have remembered, chay, and you'd be chay of a chatas. The afagav the of the biyado, right? Even though it's tied, and you're connected to it, the chiyuv elav mishum zrika hu elav mishum chabura. Here the chiyuv is because of throwing, not because of throwing, but because of the chabura, and the chabura is irrelevant whether it's tied to you or not. Samara says, ha nami tanina. That's the fairest in the mission of the chabura. Hazorik lasos chabura, bein ba'adam, bein ba'behema, v'nizkar ad shalo nasis chabura, patur. You can't tell me this case of the Seifa is talking about chabura, because the Seifa mentions the case of chabura specifically. So the case before that must not be talking about chabura, it's talking about hotzah. So we're back to the original question. How could it be talking about hotzah? Right, and talking where it's tied, and that's the only case where changing your mind will make the difference. If it's tied, even if you didn't change your mind, you're going to be potter, because the thing is still connected to you, if we're talking about hotzah. Where it says, ha-behed yuktani lo, v'misnisen, v'zeh ha-klau ha-korchel v'milsach risi yosin. Right, the Mishnah says, b'fer is the case of chabura. So when it says, zeh ha-klau, right, it must be talking about another case, not the case of chabura, but the case of hotzah. Elam ha-rava v'mavir. It's not talking where you threw it. It's talking where you're carrying it in your hand. And then you started off the shogeg, and in the middle, before you got Dalet Amos, you remembered it was Shabbos. And here you're in complete control. You're carrying it, not throwing it. Where it says, B'mavir, v'ha zeh klal diktoni azrik diktoni. The Maisa zeh klal is going back on the first case, azorik, right? Not on mavir. So you can't say that the Seif is talking about a case of mavir when it's going back on the ratio, which is talking about zorik. Rashi, Elo Amar Rava, Zeh HaKlal LeMavir Arba Amos B'Shus HaRabin. The Nizker Kolim Sheviru Dalet Amos, Asa. Shehaya B'Yadu Lamo, the Makom Shenizker. He could have, he was in control all the time. He could have stopped where he was. And he went on B'Mezid. So the beginning was Shogeg, this end was Mezid, that's why he's Potter. Avol Zorek L'Mifta B'Shira, and Ekonami. Zorek, you can't find a case where changing your mind will make you Potter from a Chatas, Mamek Shach. If it, what's it called, landed normal, and it wasn't tied on, right? So then you're going to be chaya, because even though you changed your mind, you weren't in control anymore. And if it's talking where it's tied, so you can control it, right? Then you're not chayav altogether, even if you didn't change your mind, because lemais is still tied to you, and you're not going to be chayav on zorek if something's tied to you. So it can't be talking about zrika; it can only be talking about mavir. Mara says v'hakik tani zaklal zrika taniwa. The Zorek. But the Mishnah starts with Zorek. And the old Mishnah is going back on that ratio. Right? And Zeh HaKlal is going back on the case of throwing, not on the case of carrying. The Istam Zorek lo mifter b'zechira heching mas negabi Zeh HaKlal. And if Stam Zorek won't make a difference if you change your mind, then how does the Zeh HaKlal fit in? Elo Amarava, another passage answer. Tartik Tani. We're talking about two different, it's not one case in the ratio. It's two different cases. Hazorik, v'nizkar mi'achar sheyotzo mi'ado, if you threw something and you remembered that, what's it called, that it's Shabbos after it left your hand, inami, lo nizkar, or you didn't remember it was Shabbos. It was total shogeg. The kolta achar, but somebody else came and grabbed it. O kolta kelev, or a dog grabbed it. Or it got burnt up before it came to rest, potter. Any of those cases, you're potter. It's not one case. It's two separate cases, and therefore, even by throwing, where you're not in control, if you change your mind and you realize it's Shabbos, in between, you're going to be potter. Right? Unlike we said in the beginning. The Gemara took on in the beginning that since when you threw something, it's not in your control anymore, becoming amazing in the middle is irrelevant. Now the Gemara says, not true. Right? As long as the malacha wasn't finished, even though you're not in control anymore, if you change your mind and you realize it was mazid before the thing came to rest, you're going to be potter. Or if you didn't change your mind and you had a shogeg the whole way through, but it didn't come to rest because of what you did. Somebody else grabbed it and deflected it. A dog grabbed it. It got burnt up. Then you're also going to be potter. So it's two separate cases. One, you're potter because you're mazid in the end. When you're potter, even if you were shogig in the end, because you didn't make the hanach.
We're talking about potter, we're talking about potter.
Potter v'chatas.
Right. Because made it in the middle, so it's worse than
if you're shogig. No. You're not going to be chayv nisa either, because you started out the shogig.
So what is it? What's the status of that?
You're over nisa d'oraisa. without the chiyuv korban. Like anything, when there's no Eidim, there's no Hasra, you mechal Shabbos Menezi, you don't bring a korban, you're over in Isra Chilul Shabbos. Right. So the korban is a kula, gives you kapara. The other way, there's no kapara. Menezi. What? No, you do tshuva. That gives you the kapara, but you don't have the extra kapara of a korban, like by a chat. It's too serious to be for a korban. It's not serious enough to be chayiv miso with it. Oh. Ravashi, almost that's how Rava answers this. Ravashi, Elam Rava Reisha Mili Mili Tani. The Reisha is telling you two different cases. The Tartik Tani, two different cases. Hazorik Beniskur, two ways that you can be putter from a chatas. One is you threw something normal, and it landed normal, but in the middle, you remembered it was Shabbos. You're going to be patur from a chatas because you need chilas of a sofa b'shogeg. Inami lo nisker. Or another case, you didn't remember it was Shabbos. The reason you're going to be patur from a chatas because the kol ta'achar, somebody else deflected it and grabbed it out of its path. The hadar tani klol l'asui maver. And then the zeh haklal is telling you the case of maver. Ravashi omar chsure mechser. Ravashi says that there's something missing here. And you have to read the Mishnah as if there's something missing. This is the way you should read the Mishnah. Hazorik v'nisker me'achar she'yotze miyado. Right? If you threw something and you remembered it was Shabbos after it left your hand. Kol ta'acher. O kol ta'kelet. O she'nisrefa potter. Right? And if somebody else deflected it or a dog grabbed it or it got burnt up, you're potter. Ha'nacha chayim. Mashma, that if it would have come to a regular stop, right, without them deflecting it, you'd be chayiv, even though you remember that it was Shabbos. When will that be true if in the end you forgot again it was Shabbos? You have a bad memory. You threw it, you forgot it was Shabbos. Then in the middle you remembered it was Shabbos. By the time it landed, you forgot it was Shabbos again. So in the beginning is shogeg and the end is shogeg. But the middle is mazik. Okay? You started off the malacha b'shogeg and you ended the malacha b'shogeg. Just in the middle it was b'mazik. Okay? So then you'll be chayiv if you forgot again that it was Shabbos. Avalo chazer b'shochach. If you the malacha ended b'mazik, even though it started b'shogeg, potter, then you're going to be potter even if it wasn't deflected. Shekol chayiv echatos, enon chayovin, ad shetei tchilos of a sofen shkogah. Has to be beginning and end shogeg, but not total shogeg. Doesn't have to be shogeg from beginning to end. Just has to be the beginning and the end. But in the middle, if it was mezid, that doesn't make a difference as long as in the end it was also a shogeg. Surei nechzer Rashi l'olam chadak tani. It's one case. Shechaz v'shachar kodim shetanua. Before it came to rest, you forgot again that it was Shabbos. The havi le'tchilos of a sofa shogeg. V'ashmeinu nizker detana be'revusa. And the fact that it said in the Reisha that you remembered it was Shabbos in the middle, the Afagad the Hava Yediyah Ben Asayim, even though you knew it was Shabbos in the middle, Michayim, still going to be Michayim. The Ein Yediyah Lechatzi Shir. Because the Yediyah in the middle is irrelevant because that's on the first two Amos. Didn't go four Amos by the time you remember, right? And it's a Chatzi Shir. Or it didn't have Hanocha. That's also a Chatzi Shir. Akira without Hanocha is a Chatzi Shir, even if it went four Amos. The Hainu Ke'ein Biyodo Lahaksim. Right, that in the case is what's it called, like ein biyado v'hachzer, and therefore that yediyah has no bearing as long as in the end you forgot again. Okay, shekol chay v'chatos. Okay, let's go on. So those are the two different ways, Ravashi's way and Rava's way of explaining the Mishnah. But in the end it comes out that even by regular zrika, that's not tied, right, you're also going to be potter if you change your mind in the middle. Okay, zeh haklal, kol chay v'chatos, itmar, shtei amos b'shogeg. What will be the following case? You threw something two amos, and at that time you were shogeg. You forgot it was Shabbos. Shtei amos b'mezid. Then it went another two amos, and you remembered it was Shabbos. For the second two amos. Shtei amos b'shogeg. And then it went another two amos, total of six amos, before it had the hanacha, right? And that, you were again b'shogeg. Okay. Rabba omar potter. Rabba says you're potter, right? Rava Omar Chayiv, and Rava says you're Chayiv. Now we're going to explain why. Rava Omar Potter, Rava says you're Potter, Afilu Ram Gamliel to Omar Ein Yediyah L'Chatzishir. Even according to Ram Gamliel says that knowing in the middle, right, doesn't patter you from a carbon because the idea of chatzishir is not mechalek. That's where the shear is finished, b'shogeg. But over here, the shear was finished b'mezid. In other words, you had two amas b'shogeg, and when you had four amas, the second two amas were b'mezid. So the original shear of the malacha was split between shogeg and mezid. Then you're what's it called? You're still part of the kohen gamliel. Shmuel says, what are we talking about over here? If we're talking about Zorek, right, Lamaisa, in the end, they weren't chayiv until you, what's it called, until you put it down in the end, until it came to rest. And therefore, what's it called, the whole thing is Shogeg. Started with Shogeg and ended with Shogeg, like I said before. Tchilas of a Shogeg, Sof of a Shogeg. What do you care if there was a little bit of Mazin in the middle? El of the Mavir, talking where you were carrying. And therefore, you, what's it called, carried it. Four amas, and you could have stopped there. So after the four amas, you could have stopped. There already the two amas of the shear is mazid. That is relevant. By mavir, you don't say this thing that since in the beginning it was shogeg, the end it was shogeg, you're potter. Since at the time you did the mazid, you could have stopped the malacha, and there would have been a shear, right? That breaks up the malacha. That's what Rava holds. Rava Omer Chayiv. Rava says that you're Chayiv. Even according to the Rabbanu say that Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzishir, Yediyah L'Chatzishir breaks up the Malacha. Hasam Hu D'Biyado. That's only where it's in your hand to what's it called to stop that. Avohacha De'ein B'Yado Lo. But over here, you're not in control anymore. Therefore, the fact that you, what's it called, that you knew B'Nezid in the middle makes no difference. Uvamai, according to Rabba, how's its case talking? If it's talking where you're carrying it by foot, you could stop. It is biyado to stop that. So then, according to Rabbanan at least, it would be yesh yediyah l'chatzishir, be mechalek, and the malacha would you and be chay. The ela b'zorek must be talking, according to Rabba, where you're throwing it. So it comes out that there's no argument anymore between Rav and Rabba. Rav is talking in a case where you're carrying it. That's why you're potter if there's mazid in the middle. And Rav is talking a case where you're throwing it, that's why you're still chayiv if there's a case in the middle. Everybody would agree. Rabba would agree that if you're carrying it, you'd be potter. And Rava would agree that if you're throwing it, you'd be chayiv. So they're just saying two different cases. They're not arguing anymore. Rashi. Itmar. Beis amos b'shogeg, beis amos b'mezid, beis amos b'shogeg. Rabba omer potter, Rav omer chayim. Shtei amos b'mezid, shenisker la'achar shtei amos b'shogeg. Remember, after you carried or threw it, see the case, that during the second two amos you were mezid. You remember it was Shabbos. The chazer b'shogeg, and then you forgot again that it was Shabbos. The beis achron, the last two amos. The Ram Gamliel, the Kamen Perek Abona. Later on in Perek Abona, we have this machlokas of yesh yediyah l'chatzishir, ein yediyah l'chatzishir. Over there, it's talking where you finished the shear b'shogeg. What's the case? Hakosev shnei osios or beis halamos. You wrote two osios in two forgettings. Okay, you wrote one os and you forgot it was Shabbos. Then you remembered it was Shabbos, and then you forgot it was Shabbos again, and you wrote the second os. Okay. So when you wrote the second os, you had remembered that it was Shabbos about the first os, but it was only half a shear. So there, Ram Gamliel holds, ein yediyah l'chatzishir. The fact that you knew in between that it was Shabbos, but you didn't know you were mechal Shabbos because you only wrote a chatzishir, which is only not an issur d'oraisa. So now when you forgot again and you wrote the second os, they're mitzvarim. And what's it called? And it's not considered like you had a yediyah in between, which is mechalik l'chatzos. For instance, where's the case of yediyah being mechalik? You wrote two osios, you forgot it was Shabbos. And then you remembered it was Shabbos, and then you forgot again, you wrote another two osios. So now when you remembered you were mechal Shabbos. So now it's two chatzos. You're not chayiv one chatzos, you're chayiv two chatzos. The yediyah is mechalik. If the yediyah would be mechalik between one and one, you wouldn't be chayiv anything, because you never did one full malacha. He did a half a malacha, and then he did another half a malacha, right? But since it's only a yediyah l'chatzishir, right? The yediyah was only on one os, okay? It's not enough to be mechalek, because you didn't have a yediyah that you were mechal Shabbos. You had a yediyah for only chatzishir. Therefore, Ram Gamliel holds that yediyah as if it wasn't there, and therefore the two Okay, but that's because in the end, when you did the shear of the malacha, you were b'shogeg. You did the half, one os b'shogeg, and you did the second os b'shogeg. The idea was only about the first os in between. But over here, lemaisa, when you did two amas, it was b'shogeg. The next two amas, which makes the shear, were b'mezid. So even here, even Ram Gamliel would hold that yesh yediyah. But here, the fact that you remembered it was Shabbos. And that was on the finishing of the malacha, right? Not over there, like over there where you finished the malacha of the shogeg. Here you finished the malacha, the nesid. Either was another two amas, okay. But that's more than the shir. Here you could have stopped after these two amas and been chayim. So that idea of those two amas already breaks up the whole thing. Hakosa beis oshas beis halamos, the mechayim bor agamliel, ba'os hashniya, nigmar hashir. Over there, the second os finishes the shear, and that was the apu b'shogeg. That was also b'shogeg. The idea was between the two things. Aval hacha b'shteyem tsoyos shehen b'mezid nigmar hashir. The shear of arba amas is finished after the four amas, and the second two amas was b'mezid. And the way the Gemara sets it up is talking where you're carrying it. You could have stopped right there. So memela, that two amas b'mezid breaks up the malacha. Since these two were mazed, and you could have stopped the malacha there, knowing that you're b'mezid on those two amas breaks up the malacha, and even though in the end you were shogeg on another two amas, you didn't stop till after the six amas, you're still going to be potter. Shogeg who? Shari ein biyado la'akva. Right? You're a complete shogeg because you can't stop it. The kivin shechazor v'shachah chayiv. And since in the end you were a shogeg, right? So we look at the beginning and the end. We don't look at the middle at all because it was out of your control from beginning to end. Right? The kivin shechazor v'shachayiv. The lo nigmra malacha ad shas hanocha shi l'sof b'shogeg. Because the malacha l'maisa wasn't finished, and since you're not in control, you couldn't have stopped after those two amas of the mezid. So you look at the whole thing as one maisa. The beginning was shogeg, the end was shogeg. That's enough to be chayav. Ela b'mavir, kivan de biyad olamo, the sof beis amos, since you could have stopped after the two middle amos, and you would have been chayav, ishtakav de gomar shira b'nesi. The shear of the malacha potentially was b'nesi, because the shear was finished when you knew it was Shabbos. So that yediyah of those two amos breaks up the malacha. Hasam hu de biyado, shalo lachzor v'lichto hashniya. There, you're in total control. You could have not written the second os. You wrote the first os, the shogeg, then you remembered it was Shabbos, and then you wrote the second os, the shogeg. There, you're in total control. You could have stopped at any point. Hilka ki chazor v'shachach ha'vileshkog achrisi v'lo gomer l'kamaisa. That's why the rabbanan hold that since you could have stopped in the middle, right, and you decided to go on and did another shogeg, right, it's a new shogeg. The malach is finished. The first part of the malach is gone because you remember. Aval hacha, but over here the rabbanan would agree that it doesn't break up the malach, that you're going to be chayiv achatas. Why? Because here you don't have the power to stop. Lahavzu kishenizku can refer to as a mazorah because we're talking where you threw it, not where you're carrying it. Therefore, we look at the whole thing as one maisa. It's all one big shkaga. It comes out, Rab and Rava don't argue. Rav is talking about the case of Ma'avir, and Rav is talking the case of Zorei, and both would agree that in either case, the halacha is like the other one. Okay, but... Omar Rav. Zorak v'nocha b'fi akelef. You threw it and it landed in the dog's mouth. O b'fi akiv shun chayiv. The dog didn't grab it out of the air, right? The dog had his mouth open and you threw something into the dog's mouth. So you made the akira, you made the hanocha, just like the on near the usher putting it into the other one's hand. They didn't take it from him. He just put it down into their hand, then these chayiv. Okay, same thing over here. You put it down in the dog's mouth. V'hanan t'nan kol ta'achar kol ta'akelev oshenisrafa potter, right? L'chora, what's it called? We have a case in the Mishnah that says that if the dog grabbed it or somebody else deflected it or whatever, you're potter. So why over here you're chayiv? Says hasam v'lo mechadim. Over there you didn't have kavan that it should land in the dog's mouth. Right? The dog grabbed it. the person grabbed it. So since you didn't have kavan, it's not considered a makom chashuv, and therefore you're potter. Hachad dekam mechavin, here you're mechavin to throw it into the dog's mouth. By making kavana, the dog's mouth becomes a makom chashuv, right? The kavana makes it a makom chashuv. And therefore, there's no ptur because somebody else did the hanacha because the dog didn't do anything. And there's no ptur because it landed on something that's less than dalet al dalet because your machshava is machshavit. So you have both milas over here. If either mila would be missing, right, if the dog wouldn't have deflected it, but you didn't have kavana that should land in the dog's mouth, he'd also be potter. Okay. Omer abei boy barabaya afanan nami tanina. We have a Mishnah. Yesh ochel achila achas. That brings out this point. Person can eat something, one eating. The chayiv oleh adal, and it'll be chayiv four chatos for one eating. The osher mecher and one osher. Hatame, a person's tame, she'ochal chaylev, and he ate chaylev. The who noser min amukdashim, and it's noser, that chaylev was left over from kachin. So he's chayiv for tame who ate kachin. That's one chatos. He's chayiv for eating chaylev. He's chayiv for eating noser. B'yom HaKippurim, and he ate it on Yom Kippur. Okay? So he's going to be chayiv now four chatos. What's the four chatos? Tamei and Me'ila. Yeah, and he's also chayiv for Asham Me'ilas. Okay, so all these things are chatos, and he's also chayiv and Asham for eating kachim. For Me'ila. Rashi, Achila Achas, Befi Kivshan, Minister of Vishal Heves, got burned up. Hacha de Kamechavin, Mashavto Mashali Mokom, the Ha'achshave. His Mashava makes this a Choshava Mokom, even though it's not Dalal Adal. Normally, four Tvachim by four Tvachim for a Hanacha. Here, the dog's mouth is not four Tvachim by four Tvachim. But since you're Mechavin, you make it a chashuv place. That's what the Gemara said in the beginning, of the Sechta. Put it down in the hand of the balabayas. The chor is not dalet al dalet, but machshav to mashvili makom. Since you intended to put it down there, a hand is important if you're mechavin for it. Achila achas zayis echikim. One kazayis, and you be chayav four chatos. What are the chatos? Mishum chaylev, one chatos. Mishum noser, left over from a korban. Mishum achilas yom kippur. Those are the four chatos. You ate something kodesh when you were tamei. You ate chaylev, you ate noser, and you ate on what's it called Yom Kippur. Those are four chatos. The asher me'ilos, tafilu kohen, gabei murim zaru. And you're going to be chayev also me'ila, because even if you're a kohen, right, a kohen's only allowed to eat the parts that the kohen's allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat the chaylev. Right, the emurim is not allowed to eat. So no matter who you are, you're going to be chayiv also me'ila. So now Reb Meir Omer, afim hoysa Shabbos v'hotzio b'fiv chayiv. I'll give you a fifth chatas. It was Shabbos and you were carrying it in your mouth. Okay? Amru lo eino min hashem. That's not the same thing. You're not chayiv for eating, you're chayiv for carrying. Different kind of chatas. All these other things, you're chayiv for swallowing that kezayis of chaylev. Here, you're not chayiv for swallowing a kezayis of chaylev. You're chayiv for carrying a kezayis. So therefore, that doesn't count. Mar says, "Amai ho ein derech hotzah bekach." According to the mayor, why should you be chayiv bechlal? Right? It's not the derech to carry things in your mouth. Ela kiven to come mechavin. Since you're mechavin, right, to eat it, okay. Machshav to mashli makom by food, your machshava of keeping it in your mouth, right, makes it a makom chashuv. Even though your mouth is not dalet al dalet, it's still considered a makom chashuv legabi what's it called eating. And Reb Meir holds, since when you swallow it, that's the hanacha. So even though you're not chayiv for eating, but you're chayiv for swallowing, right? You carried it out, and when you swallow it, that's called the hanacha, even though you're still moving. So it's the act of swallowing that finishes the malacha. And the Rabbanan hold no. The act of swallowing still is not eating. That's hanocha. You're chayiv not for eating, you're chayiv for making a hanocha. Hachinami, kivin deko mechavin, machshavto mashli makom. Since you're mechavin to throw into a dog's mouth or to a person's hand or whatever, or into a kibshon, even if they're not dalet al dalet, you're going to be chayiv. Rashi. Afim hoysa Shabbos. Mishum Yom HaKippurim Lo Mechayev Behotza. Lechari Shemichayev two chatos for Yom Kippur. One for carrying and one for eating on Yom Kippur. Why do you have to have Shabbos? Yom Kippur also, Rav Meir could have said, you're chayev for carrying too, if you carry it in your mouth. Right, so Rashi says, the kasover ein eruv otzol Yom Kippur. Machlokas, whether carrying is also on Yom Kippur or not. If carrying is one of the malachos that's also on Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur is like yontif legavi carrying. And Rav Meir would hold that ein eruv otzol, so you have to say it's a case of Shabbos, not Yom Kippur. Einu min Hashem, ein chattis u mishum achil, elu mishum atzor. This chattis is not because you ate it, it's because you carried it. Right? And we said, the machlokas is, the maise is for swallowing it. Swallowing is not eating, though. So even though it's exactly the same time, but it's not the same shame, it's still hotzor. That's the machlokas of the mayor and the rabban. Ba'amai mechai mishum hotzor, ledivri akol, ho'ein derech lo'otzi v'peh. It's not the derech. One of the ways shaloka derech is carrying something in your mouth, carrying marbles in your mouth, your potter. Machshavto shetzorech la'ochlo v'halichoso v'achshav la'otzor zubati. To carry food in your mouth and you have kavana, that's not shaloka derech. That makes it, and not only does it make it kaderech, it also makes it as it's a makom of dalet al dalet. So there's a hanoch. So same thing over here. Kehadron lechazorek, hadron lechazorek, hadron lechazorek.